This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave,
you make it shallow.
Would you make it shallow
so I can feel the rain?
So I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
All right. Cassandra Fairbanks is with us next segment. She is the point person for Julian Assange. And he's such a hero. I admire him so much. And I really see where you or I could be in the near future of solitary confinement gulag. And if Trump would just release the hounds, declassify the information, and go after the deep state, we could do so much. But Trump has people under him that will not do what he says. Trump's told them declassified stuff. Trump said go after people. And some of it's happening. We're seeing the Chi-Coms exposed. We're seeing Hunter exposed. We're seeing raids on server farms in Austin connected to fraud, SolarWinds. I mean, actually, Trump's trying as hard as he can. So, but there's some things he could do with a flick of his wrist, a signature, and that's Julian Assange. That's the next segment. You know, I'm not properly plugged Living Defense, so let me just do that right now. Living Defense was a sleeper product recommended by Dr. Group that he thought was the most amazing detox of the guts ever. It's beyond a probiotic. It also goes after parasites. And so he got it in stock 4 or 5 years ago. And barely sold out of what we ordered each year until people started using it. And then it became a bestseller with 100% reviews. Then we did Living Defense Plus, which is even stronger and more in each capsule. This bottle is just full of these. You can do 2 or 3 people's detox with these. It takes about a week and a half for each person. Or you can take it on a routine basis. But it's amazing. And I was thinking, man, I haven't done this since last, like, October. And it really made me lose weight, made me healthy, made me feel great. Why haven't I done it? So I started doing it again 5 days ago. That's why I'm on this Living Defense kick. And let me just say, without getting graphic, it's been quite interesting. So Living Defense, ladies and gentlemen, Living Defense is incredible. It uses organic herbs, enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. You can read the reviews that are incredible at InfoWarsStore.com. But first, let's talk about it. Organic black walnut hull when it's green. That's the key. When it's green. A traditional herb for Native Americans, this North American tree, has shown promising scientific research involving the green, unripe fruit's hull. Organic olive leaf. Olive leaf was used by ancient Romans to support their soldiers' health when traveling through foreign lands. Boost immunity, naturally. Organic neem leaf, a powerful herb traditionally used, it's Ayurvedic by the Indians, for internal cleansing and aiding in healthy digestive tract. Organic ginger root, a widely popular Asian herb and used traditionally for soothing the gut. It's also an anti-inflammatory like turmeric. Organic cassia bark, if I pronounce that right, is a tree that native to South America that has been shown to contain potent systems. This polyphenol activates. Grapefruit seed extract. Seed extract shows many very promising results in clinical studies and is also a super potent antioxidant, doubling as a free radical scavenger. So it picks up toxins and carries it out of you. Organic black walnut leaf and stem has been traditionally used to clean out the gut. And grapeseed extract, also very high-level antioxidant potential as well as many other useful properties. This is the thing to give in the stocking or as a gift to your husband, your wife, your neighbor, your boss, and tell them what it is. A great detox, probiotic, next level. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Alpha Power back in stock, ProstaGuard back in stock, and so much more. And that's what funds our operation. I want to thank you all, and I really appreciate you all and all the great crew from David Knight right through Owen Schroeder to the great crew behind the scenes here and all the listeners that make it possible. All right, we'll be right back with Cassandra Fairbanks in 60 seconds.
During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globalists have gone ahead and launched their great reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. On this Thursday, December 17th, worldwide broadcast, with 34 days left until President Trump could no longer be the president. He may still be, but becomes more and more of a long shot every day. Hoping that in the 34 days he has left, he does a list of things. Well, what are those things? Well, I'm sure you've got ideas. I've got ideas. But Cassandra Fairbanks is an amazing investigative journalist, written for many big publications, broken hundreds of huge stories. She writes for the vaunted GatewayPundit.com, thegatewaypundit.com. She's a Washington, D.C. correspondent for those great folks. She's a writer, political commentator, who has been published in a range of outlets. And we have her joining us now. Cassandra, you are one of Assange's best confidants and point person. And you've been for many years. He's been abandoned by so many others who've been threatened or intimidated. He is, from reports we've seen, on the verge of not having his sanity, years and years in solitary confinement. Trump has a limited window to do the right thing. I want to get you to talk about Assange, your visits with him, the latest info, and I know you're beseeching Trump and others to do the right thing. And obviously this audience should contact the White House and do this. And then after we talk about Assange, what else do you think President Trump should do in this narrowing window of certainty? Because we're certain he's president for 34 more days. He has this king-like power of the executive, unitary executive, but it'll be gone soon. Not for certain, but could be. So again, Cassandra, thank you so much for joining us.
There's a lot happening this week, so it's great to be here to talk about it.
Well, I've been asking a lot of questions, but where do you want to go first? I mean, how is Assange doing? Explain what's happening. Tell us.
He's not doing great. There is a COVID outbreak on his cell block, and he was in the embassy for so long that his lungs are really bad because it was recirculated air. He wasn't getting outside. He couldn't leave the building at all. He was in there for almost a decade. So that really took a toll on his lungs, especially. And so he's a little bit worried about, you know, what's going to happen if he catches it. He's in Beltmarsh prison, obviously. He can't really get away from it. So that's a big concern. He's also, you know, he's not doing great. He can't see his children. He can't see his family. The prison's basically on lockdown. He was having issues speaking to his lawyers even during the extradition trial. So it is definitely taking a toll on him. And on Tuesday, his legal team formally requested a pardon from President Donald Trump. So
that's right. That's the big news I should have led with. That's why you're a good journalist and I'm not. His legal team has officially asked for a pardon. That's a big deal. Please continue.
Yes, so they formally requested that, which was the first step to really getting things going. Right now, we really need people to tweet at Donald Trump, call the White House, contact anyone you can, and let him know that his supporters especially do support a pardon for Julian. Let him know that this would be a popular move. I think that he's been fed a lot of really bad information from a lot of really bad people that he's appointed. And they've really demonized Julian quite a lot. And it's really important that we make it clear that Julian is not a cartoon villain. He's a person, and that we support him and we support real journalism. You know, we can't be trashing the fake news all the time and then imprisoning real journalists who are doing real work. Because then all that we're left with is those fake news, you know, Democratic Party propagandists that are manipulating all of the information that you get.
Well, you remember, it was like 4 years ago and 3 months, he said, okay, fine, I don't care who has it, WikiLeaks or a fat guy in his mom's basement, release her emails because they're illegal. Doesn't matter who has them. And so Assange did it. So Trump really has a responsibility to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And his own legal team has argued that WikiLeaks releases are legal. I mean, they were speaking about the DNC leaks, which he's not charged with. But it's the same concept. In a filing, Trump was being sued by some Obama lawyers, and they were arguing that he had conspired with Roger Stone and WikiLeaks to release these emails, which isn't true. But the point that they made in it was true. They argued that, you know, under Section 230 as it currently stands, a platform or a website is not responsible for the legality of third-party information that's posted. So WikiLeaks, as long as they weren't involved in the theft, have no responsibility to protect this information.
Sure. And of course, Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers, released the fact that the Pentagon really knew they couldn't win the war, what they were doing, it, but they didn't want the public to know that. That was legal because he was exposing basically corruption and a crime of lying to Congress. And so, again, journalists, as long as they don't steal the material, have a right and a duty to then report on crimes they know. And many whistleblowers like William Binney of the NSA go to Congress and then they get poisoned and almost die. So the smartest thing is to go to the press. We saw under Obama that war on the press, unprecedented arrest of journalists. We need to see Trump reverse that.
Absolutely. And, you know, Julian has been, his whole entire career has been dedicated to fighting the same exact people that have made Donald Trump's term, very difficult. They're the people who have been blocking all these things, all the policies that he wanted to implement. They're the people who instigated this Russiagate hoax. They're the people who have, you know, possibly stolen this election. The same deep state, like, horrible people that have been, you know, messing with Trump at every turn are the same people that wanted Julian in jail and that are trying to make this happen. If Trump really wants to stick it to these people before he goes, if he goes, the best way to do that would be, you know, let Julian be free and set him loose on him again.
That's right. We've heard news that it's imminent. Are those just rumors? Because I know you've become, over the years, one of the main point people for talking to Assange. What's the real skinny on that?
Well, I haven't been able to speak to Assange personally because of the fact that he's in prison and things are really tight right now. But
you're talking about recently. I know you visited him in at the Ecuadorian embassy, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I visited him multiple times.
Yeah.
But in recent, you know, currently, I haven't been able to see him. But I have spoke to his legal team and people involved with WikiLeaks, and they have said that they have not heard anything from the White House about any kind of pardon. They, you know, that tweet that went out that said that he would be pardoned and was later retracted, that was news to them. They were all as shocked as I was when I saw it. So we haven't heard anything at all about which way Trump is leaning on this.
Well, I talked to Randy Credico, who was months and months ago, the last time he was in a court trial. He saw him in England. He said Assange looked like living hell inside a plastic cage.
Yeah. Even the last time that, I mean, the last time that I saw Julian was, gosh, over 2 years ago now, I guess. He's been in there so long. But even the 6 months between my two visits, he was losing weight and he did not look well even before his arrest. And then I saw the pictures of him after and I was like, my gosh, he's deteriorating. And it's really sad because it's almost aging him. I mean,
oh, it is. Well, Obama and Hillary and Hayden and all the deep state people This is on them. I mean, and if he dies in prison, which I've seen a lot of doctors say he could, that he's in really bad shape, that most people would go insane after a year of solitary, but more than really 10 years of solitary confinement. This is next level.
Yeah, the UN has said that it was torture on an unprecedented level. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the UN, but...
No, I agree, but 10 years of solitary confinement, 3 years of really intense, I mean, that's a prison sentence. He's done nothing wrong. He's a journalist.
Yeah, I mean, even if you think that releasing the war logs was wrong, even if you think that it was a terrible thing to do, that it hurt national security, that the public didn't have a right to know this information, even if you believe all those things, how sadistic do you have to be to think that he deserves more of a punishment than he's already had? He's lost 10 years of his life. He has two small children and a fiance that he can't see. You have to be a monster to think that he deserves more.
Absolutely, and all of it based on sex operatives that told lies. They now admit they told lies. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. We'll be right back with Cassandra Fairbanks. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
News conference for Hillary Clinton. You ought to check it out because there's a lot going on. How does Hillary Clinton get a national security briefing when she's been probably hacked, when so much of her information, the director of the FBI said it was essentially negligent? If Russia or China or any other country has those emails, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd love to see them. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Okay, so the media spun that, but Trump was saying whoever's got it. There's another clip we can't seem to find. I can't find it either. The crew can't. They buried it. Where he said, I don't know who has it. WikiLeaks, the Russians, a fat guy in a basement. I don't care who did the hack. Give it to us. It's illegal what she did. I saw that clip on my treadmill right around the same time he made that statement, too, because they brought it back up to him a few days later, where he said specifically to WikiLeaks, I don't know who has it. WikiLeaks, you know, whatever. And then later, WikiLeaks said we have it. And Trump said over and over again, yes, release it. And made the point, it doesn't matter who has it. It matters what Hillary's done. So he told him to do it. And Edward Snowden said, Mr. President, if you grant only one act of clemency during your time in office, please free Julian Assange. You alone can save his life. Doesn't Trump really have a responsibility to do that? And there's Snowden, who I think did a great job as well. He wants to get home, but he's saying, hey, don't do it for me. Do it for Assange. That's a good thing he's doing, isn't it?
Absolutely. That Snowden tweet just really showcased what a good man that guy is, too. I really respect him for doing that. That was cool. I think Trump owes a lot of his voters to WikiLeaks. I mean, personally, I was like a left libertarian leaning weirdo. I wasn't really a big Trump supporter. A lot of why I came around was because of WikiLeaks. I mean, I switched to Trump during the primaries a lot faster than a lot of Republicans, but, you know, a lot of that was thanks to things that I read on WikiLeaks and, you know, realizing how horrible and corrupt the Democratic Party was and how awful Hillary Clinton was. And Trump was out there, you know, defending WikiLeaks. He said, I love WikiLeaks probably 50 times during speeches. And it was a big part of what made me come around on him and a lot of other people, too. I think that he, you know, he does owe a bit of a thanks to Julian because he really helped out his campaign.
Well, imagine with all the crimes Hillary's committed, she's like, oh, we must have justice, was a quote they had. He must pay for what he's done, talking about Assange. I mean, that's like Satan talking about, you know, what a nice person has done and how Satan's talking about justice. This is disgusting.
She once said that she wanted to drone him. I mean, they said it was a joke, that she was joking around. But when she was Secretary of State, she was like, why can't we just drone this guy? I mean,
well, Obama just bragged that he droned and said, so what if I killed a lot of innocent people?
Yeah. Julian is screwed. If Biden takes office and Trump doesn't do this pardon, I think Julian will die in prison. I think that, you know, something has to be done. Like, Trump can save his life. And as we saw yesterday from the release that Project Veritas put out, Julian tried to redact those names. WikiLeaks wasn't even the first one to publish the war logs. And that's been proven by, you know, the audio that came out yesterday. So how are you going to punish the 100th person who publishes this and not the first 99? I mean, Chris.
Well, that was actually the idea. If you remember, Chris Cuomo on CNN said, at CNN, we're allowed to watch this and listen to it. But if you do, you'll go to jail. Well, that's very dangerous.
Right. It's incredible. And that was a lie. They just didn't want people to read it. And it's completely different than how they've treated previous WikiLeaks releases. The Washington Post set up a volunteer database so that people could go through Sarah Palin's emails when WikiLeaks had released emails that had some of Sarah Palin's. They asked for volunteers. They created a whole Twitter account dedicated to people sending their finds from the emails. They didn't do any of that with Hillary Clinton. They told you not to read it. Don't look. And so even Sarah Palin has come out and said that Julian should be pardoned, though. And she got a bunch of her emails released by them back in the day.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I was never a Republican or a Democrat, though. I was pro-gun and pro-life, so they would call me a Republican. But I was against the wars. I was against torture. I was against Bush. And so the left kind of left me alone. But the old liberals were anti-war and at least cared about not having censorship. As you said, you were a liberal, and then you saw you know your hero, WikiLeaks, now exposing Democrats. You thought, God, they're even worse than I thought. And then now you see him persecuted, and now you see journalists persecuted, and now you see the censorship, and now you see the left bullying everybody and working with communist China to suppress millions in death camps, the Uyghurs. And I just like, how did the liberals go from on average being well-meaning people to like monsters? It's like in their hatred of Trump, they just went crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy to watch, because when I considered myself a leftist, the reasons that I thought I was left was because I was anti-war, very, very anti-war, and I was very, very pro-free speech. Those were like the two most important things to me. They still are. And I was watching the left like get speakers shut down during the primaries, and I watched how they didn't protest Obama. Like the same people who protested Bush with me in the war were suddenly silent as the drone ranger was killing American teenagers and stuff. And I just, the hypocrisy just kept unraveling for me, and WikiLeaks was kind of the final straw. I was like, these people are monsters.
Oh, that's one of the final straws for me as well, was because I didn't know, like, I mean, Obama's so bad, so is McCain. I was kind of neutral in that election, but then Obama later going, I'm really good at killing people. And, and even the guys that really kill people don't act like that. He's like, giving an order, he's really good at it, Cassandra.
Yeah, it's monstrous. And all these people who were supposedly anti-war under Bush just were completely silent on it. And they're like, oh, it's Obama. He's great. It's fine. These are friendly, nice hope and change bombs. You know, it's horrible.
When we come back, we've got a longer segment here, and I really appreciate your time. I'll let you go after this next segment until you got a lot to do. I want to talk about big picture and just other things we should be worried about be doing, and other people you think should be pardoned, and what else you think Trump should do. But I also think we should pray for Julian Assange, because God's real, spiritual things are real. And I think if we pray to God to touch Trump's heart, to touch other people's hearts, and to release Assange, who's been absolutely tortured by any yardstick, even if you think he's guilty, which he's not, and to see mainline journalists. I mean, look at how the media, so-called journalists, attack him when he used to be their darling. These are sick people.
Yeah, it's demented. And we really, really, really need people to tweet at President Donald Trump nicely and just let him know that you would support a pardon. We need him to know that his base would support this.
Roger Stone deserved the clemency. Judge Arpaio deserved a pardon. If anybody deserves a pardon, it's Julian Assange. And I think Trump's going to do it. I mean, if he doesn't, Trump's gone from an A-plus to a B-minus for me, because you can't really compare him to somebody like Hillary or Obama or Joe Biden. Cassandra Fairbanks is our guest at Twitter at Cassandra Rules. I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But
We're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Breaking, 19 House members submit letters seeking Senate hearings on election fraud. I love it how Trump said last week, quoting John Paul Jones, founder of the U.S. Navy, I've only begun to fight. And I agree, we've got to keep fighting to expose the fraud and to use the resistance to let them know we're not backing down no matter what happens. That's the whole point. We get stronger, they get weaker. We start submitting, they get stronger, we get weaker. Sandra Fairbanks is here. She's an investigative journalist, GetWePundit.com. She's one of the main points for Assange's lawyers and Assange to get word out during his 10 years of torture. And she wanted to get into this. So the full video is obviously at Project Veritas. We have a full video at InfoWars.com. But here's some of the audio
/video of Assange on the phone with the U.S. Embassy. Tell people why this is so important to Sondra, because usually whistleblower media gets a document. They don't call the whoever it is, the FBI or the Justice Department or the State Department, and say, what would you like redacted, do they?
No, this is important because for years we've had people like John McCain and even Rick Grenell going around telling people that Julian got sources killed, that he got people who were working with the U.S. military killed. But this is not true. The Pentagon testified during Chelsea Manning's trial that nobody got killed because of the release. And they said that they always say that he was reckless, that he endangered people, that by mass releasing this, they were, you know, not practicing journalism. But what this tape shows and why it's so important is that, first of all, WikiLeaks weren't the ones who released all the unredacted files originally. It got leaked by a Guardian reporter, Luke Harding, who has since wrote tons of fake news about Trump and Julian. He accidentally published the password in his book, and that's how it got all over Twitter, all over Cryptome, Pirate Bay.
Look at all the whistleblowers on Trump who were not reporting on crimes. They were putting out false info, false leaks. That's illegal.
Right. But what Julian wasn't necessarily trying to, like, work with the government in the way that the Democratic Party were handing, you know, debate questions to Hillary Clinton.
He was letting them, what, give their opinion on what should be removed.
Right. And he was doing it to keep people safe because he knew that there were people who were in very dangerous areas. And he wanted to make sure that their names were redacted so they wouldn't be killed.
Well, let me just kill that debate right now. There were 22 plus million names of U.S. government agents, bureaucrats, military workers, and their families. And those were all basically given by Obama through the Office of Personnel Management Act to the CHICOMs as a wedding present. And now they've used that to harass and fire and go after all these patriots in the government. I know a lot of them. So China never got punished for 24 million or 22 million names. So I don't want to hear this crap that Assange hurt somebody.
Right. But, you know, that's still an argument that they like to make a lot. And this audio puts an end to that debate. Like, they can't even claim this anymore. Julian begged Hillary Clinton's State Department to work with him so that he could make sure that he was, you know, responsibly handling the material.
And why didn't they do that? Because before he'd been really exposing Republicans. Why did they suddenly not do that?
I don't know. They just refused. They had no interest. And he was begging them, being like, hey, warn anybody who might be in this, you know, to get to safety.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and voice some of that audio. Here it is.
Yes, so the situation is that we have intelligence that the State Department database archive of 250,000 diplomatic cables, including the classified cables, is being spread around and is to the degree that we believe that within the next few days it will become public. And we're not sure what the timing could be, imminently or within the next few days to a week. And there may be some possibility to stop it.
And it goes on from there. So what you're saying, Cassandra, is that this was already going to come out. He was doing them a favor.
Yeah. He was trying to help. He didn't want Americans to get killed. If, you know, he wanted the information to be public because it was important, but he wasn't trying to get anyone hurt.
Why is it just Greenwald and you and others, a few others, rallying around him? Why is it every journalist rallying around Julian Assange? Don't they get their next? I mean, if we saw Obama wage war on journalists and whistleblowers, if Biden gets in, what are you expecting to see, Cassandra?
Well, this is the most interesting part, I think. The reason why a lot of journalists hate WikiLeaks is because he doesn't just expose politicians and corrupt deep state officials. He also exposes corrupt journalists. And there's a lot of them. So, you know, you have all these access journalists who kiss people's rings in order to get scoops and secrets and stories. And he blows the lid off of their whole operation and he embarrasses them. And they don't want him around. They don't want somebody who's going to, you know, expose corruption for real. Because if he exposes corruption for real, then they're going to be implicated too. And that's why these people are scared to support WikiLeaks, even though they could be next. The precedent that is set by Julian Assange being extradited here, if he is found guilty, is going to be extremely dangerous for any investigative journalist. I mean, you have to think about precedents that are set when there's an administration that's not favorable to you and how it will be used. And under a Democrat, a lot of right-wing journalists are going to be screwed. They're going to use this against us. And then under a right-wing administration, there's a possibility that it could be used against leftists. They should be concerned, but they're too worried about being embarrassed and what will happen or if they're exposed. And so they won't come out and do the right thing. They pretend that they're for press freedom and they'll cry and be like, Trump was mean on Twitter. This is a violation of the free press.
Oh, yeah, exactly. When you disagree with them, they call that suppression of the press. But when you're putting journalists in solitary confinement, that's okay. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I loathe them. My true test of whether or not somebody is a good journalist and not corrupt or evil is if they're supporting Julian Assange.
I totally agree. And that's why they're keeping Assange, is they want a victory for tyranny and intimidate others. And they know that if Trump does this, the dam will break on other whistleblowers. But, you know, I think from what I've seen, it's caused more whistleblowing from inside and more leaks, Assange's suppression. I think Assange was better at putting stuff out than other groups, but I think we've only seen exponential leaks since they've been holding Assange, like the Vault 7 stuff, the rest of it. I think there's a lot of other Snowden-type stuff about to break.
Yeah, imagine if Julian had been free during this election. Imagine the stuff that they might have potentially got from Dominion, or, you know, if they had been in charge of the Hunter Biden laptop. Imagine the stories that they could have potentially found in there.
No, you're right. That was a major game changer to keep him in prison for this election.
Yeah. I mean, people would have been sending stuff to Julian, most likely. And I think that Trump might have shot himself in his foot by leaving him to rot in prison instead of pardoning him sooner. He should pardon him immediately, but he should have done it during the election season.
Well, you talk about making a martyr. If they let him die in prison for no reason for being a journalist, it's just a very, very dangerous precedent. Cassandra Fairbanks at Twitter, at Cassandra Rules, and, of course, thegatewaypundit.com. We got a minute left. A parting statement or any other ideas?
No, just please do everything that you can to get the word out about Julian. Please share the Project Veritas stuff, share your thoughts, share reasons that maybe other people haven't thought of on why he should be pardoned. Feel free to tweet at me. I will retweet everything Julian related. Please just try and keep momentum going and make it known that Trump's base would support this. That's the most important thing we can do right now, now that the formal request is in.
Well, you're right. Formal request by his lawyers let it happen. And again, not to write myself into this, but you and I are next. The former CIA director who got exposed in all this, Hayden, has called for my arrest, claiming I threatened Biden did no such thing. I said, he's a walking corpse. He's a reanimated zombie. He's so old. That isn't saying I'm going to kill him. So this is really dangerous. We know that's the place we're going to right now. So hopefully the press wakes up and defends themselves before it's too late. Cassandra, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
I want to say the crew came up with an amazing Christmas set this year. Never seen anything this cool. It's amazing.
And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Okay. I've got a clip here of a congressman, and I know a lot of congressmen, but I don't know all their names. We're going to find out the name. It's from C-SPAN. Supreme Court Justice Roberts was reportedly scared to take up the Texas case, according to staffer testimony. And so this is a staffer testifying in open hearings for a congressman right now. I don't give a bleep about Gore versus Bush at the time. We didn't have riots. So that shows why they're doing this. Oh, we've got to be politically correct. We're not going to look at the facts. Wow. And this is also breaking. We'll have the name and the staffer info next segment for you and play it. Breaking. 19 House members submit letters seeking Senate hearings on election fraud. Representative Mo Brooks, coming through, Republican Alabama, announced via Twitter today that he is joined by 18 House colleagues in submitting a letter to Senate leaders hoping to hold hearings on election fraud before the January 6th Electoral College vote confirmation. 18 House colleagues join me in sending a letter to Speaker Pelosi and various House and Senate committee chairs seeking election fraud hearings ahead of the January 6th Electoral College vote. And Rand Paul and others are talking about trying to block stuff as well. Yes, there's clear fraud. Just because the media gaslights and covers it up, that's more the reason to expose it. That's more the reason to go after it. That's more of a reason to say that you are not going to submit to it. So whatever happens to Trump, this is our mission, is to resist and to speak out. That's why they wanted me arrested when I gave that speech at the Jericho March to 10,000 people or so or more there in D.C. That was just one of many events that happened. There was probably 200,000 people there total at all the events, but it was a nice crowd. And I said, listen, we need to understand he is a globalist operative and that he will one way or another be removed. Meaning, I don't know if it's going to be in 38 days for this election, and now 34. I even said that. And I'm not like backing it up. Like, I didn't mean violence. Don't get me. Don't arrest me. Psst, ridiculous. The story is the left calling for me to be arrested. They're the ones running around saying, kill Trump and kill this person, kill that person, attack this person. It's just so crazy that I'm so clear saying, we don't know what's going to happen in 38 days, whether he's going to be in there now or not. But one way or another, he's not going to be there because he's a communist Chinese agent. That's very clear to anybody I met via impeachment or other criminal charge. And let me tell you, stuff coming out of his son, Hunter Biden, that's open and shut very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. So we'll see if I get the name of that staffer. It's no big deal. Just whoever puts this out on Twitter. I know they're having hearings today. I know it's interesting. It's just I would like, before I play the clip on air, because things are fast moving here, to tell you who the staffer is and who they're with. So we'll see if we get that coming up. But I think you'll probably be able to find out in the comments below where I would get that. All right, we'll see what happens next hour with that. I'll have to take over a little bit next hour now. Some of the other big things that we have here that I have not gotten into is this report right here. And that is poll. Majority of Americans who have heard of the Great Reset oppose it. Well, of course they do. We need the majority to be informed so the real majority can say no. But in the Rasmussen poll, the Heartland Institute, only 53% of likely voters oppose the Great Reset compared to 40% who support its goals. So imagine being the 43% or 42% that actually think having big corporations stay open but small companies shut is a good idea. They don't know what it means. They don't know what it stands for. They ask him, would you like to use this to make the world more equitable and help poor people and end hunger? And the average person says, yes. When you learn, well, the Great Reset's already starving millions to death and is written up by these big globalists that are tax exempt above the law, would they then support that? And the answer is no. The answer is no. So it's all how they phrase these questions. It's all how they roll these out. And as it begins to come out that Mitch McConnell is on the Chinese payroll, as it begins to come out that they're intending to try to hand the Senate victory to the Democrats so Mitch McConnell can retire and sail off into the sunset, America had better get pissed off and defend itself or it's going to lose everything it's got. Irish man sentenced to 2 months in prison for failing to wear a mask. This has happened to my wife. It's happened to my friends. Now, when they're in parking lots, particularly women, men and women will yell at women. They don't usually do it to men. I've noticed it in stores. They'll harass women because women are seen as more passive and tend to submit. All you got to do is point out the studies that doesn't protect you, that the masks are never coming off, and that there's got to be some point and some level to which we finally start saying no, because in the main, this is about shutting down human society, consolidating power and control, and bringing in a world government. So again, I will ask you, and I will ask you very, very clearly and succinctly to realize the wheelhouse you're in and where this is going, and that it doesn't get better, it gets worse as these offshore corporations engage in massive social engineering at every level. Now, yes, as this stuff unfolds, our credibility, your credibility, other people that have been exposing this, your credibility is going to go up. But we just can't sit there and live on those laurels, because in this modern system, they are moving to shut down all the avenues of communication. So remember every day and everything you do that it is about the communication that you engage in now that is going to affect the change to the greatest level. And that every day that you're not passionately engaged and involved, that that is a day in the future that you won't have control of your life. We are not in a normal situation anymore. We are not in a normal position. You think I want to come in here and host a morning show for 3 hours on top of this one? I've got to do it. I've got to take your calls. I've got to have the guests on. I've got to be live on air to give my full commitment to this fight during this historic moment. And I can do it. So 8 a.m. tomorrow, I'll be hosting where David Knight used to host while we get to host together and that stuff. And if I fail there, we'll cancel that show. Won't have one. But we've got to make these shows successful. We've got to have them reach people. And we've got to get the AM and FM and TV affiliates to get the word out. We've canceled the nighttime show. Don't have the crew. Don't have the people right now. And so that's gone. And so I'm going to reorganize with the crew I've got. And I'm going to do the best job I can to continue to fight on. But we need your support. We have three great products that are back in stock. You can order by Friday and get before Christmas, long before Christmas. Living Defense Plus, Alpha Power, and, of course, Prostaguard. All of these are amazing. And Prostaguard isn't just for men's prostate. Saw palmetto isn't just in studies good for your prostate. It's good for every gland in your body. And this has got the vitamin D3. It's got the selenium. It's got a whole bunch of things for your immune system. And that's why people are buying it up, just for their immune system. Alpha Power has a bunch of patented ingredients for your testosterone, your libido, your energy. People love it. It's been sold out for a year. It's back in stock. And, of course, Living Defense is a detoxer for your guts, your upper and lower intestine, and will flush out any little unwanted visitors with Living Defense. It has the organic black walnut hull. It has the organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, organic quassia bark, organic grape seed extract, organic black walnut leaf and stem, and organic seed or grape seed extract. That is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is a long fight. These are great products. Our fish oil, our krill oil, our DNA Force Plus discounted, free shipping right now. These are all great products, and I thank you. And I don't like coming to you and saying you need to support us or we won't be here, but that's really where we are. And I'm trying as best I can, and I'm fighting as hard as I can. And I'll never back down, but I could give up by giving in. And I don't mean giving up or giving into the establishment. I mean giving out like a horse's back breaking from what's going on. And we don't want that to happen right at the time we're going in to the maximum awakening period. The time that is now, we've been fighting against, but we knew it was coming. And now our credibility is so ready and things are ripe to be overturned. This is why the globalists must censor and shut us down, because they have no future and no hope if we persevere and do not falter or waver. All right. Hour number four with Matt Bracken coming up. And I've got a few more clips and a few more news items I'm going to hit. We're going to cover those when we come back and then hand the baton to Matt Bracken ahead of Owen Schroyer in the War Room.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.